track.
All right, yeah. Now, in the case of someone who you must do something and you refuse to do it, that's another matter. That's just disobedience.
He has a big list of things.
Well, Cindy, huh?
Maybe I remember all of it, but
I remember the same track I read.
Sin of omission. My goodness.
I think it was called true and false repentance.
In other words, omission, that is not something, is reigning in your members. You are obeying not something.
Yeah.
If it's disobedience, that's another matter. But omission, well, you can forever say, well, you should have this, you should have that. And you shouldn't eat your supper, you should give it to a poor person.
Yep.
And you can go on and on like that. And unstable people will. That's all it is. And it's avoiding faith.
Yep.
Not the obedience of faith. It's trying to have a list of rules. There's no way around it. Faith must be through faith. Now let's hear some more problems. Real or supposed? 186 came for a Sunday meeting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's hear it, people. Here in His mercy, far better than ever, He shows us His way. Now, He shows us His way, goes through all this, only so you can't be saved. Well, look what you're saying again.
Yeah, thank you.
Face it. Let's hear some more. That's what the anxious and the... I don't want to commit myself to something that isn't going to work. How's that? Well, yeah, but stirring up anxiety over it. Instead of going ahead by faith. So he told you to do something you can't do, huh? Directly. Twice, huh?
Nope.
Well, you better make up your mind who Jesus is. He's faithful. Let's hear it. Come on. 10 o'clock. Do we have to worry, or why can't we just forget it? Man, you wait a week from now, boy, you'll laugh at this. You wait and see, a week from now, you'll really laugh at it. Let's hear some more.
And then when I consider the New Testament and everything I have read, now when I think of trying to put back in there that, yeah, Christians still sin, I mean, it was so hard to find it in there anyway. Now the thought is like, you really have to ram it in there.
Say it again, go.
The whole New Testament, I wasn't looking at it from this point of view, but of trying to, well, what do you do with the Christian if they sin? You know, what's the story there? And it's like, it's not there.
It is not, hear that? It is not there. Period.
Everyone that even sort of
So you got to invent it quick, because it's got to be there.
Right? Everyone that even sort of looks at, when I was working on the repentance workbook, for instance, everyone that even sort of looks like Christian sin, it could, I could even kind of easily explain that that's, well, they hadn't reached repentance. They weren't Christians yet. Just among the brethren, you know? And it's just not there. And now to try to go back and ram in, you're going to sin again after you're a Christian. It's like, it isn't in there.
It is not. And flat the opposite is.
does feel unreligious or something unright to say, I'm never going to sin again, but I...
By faith, I'm never going to sin again. What do you mean it feels unreligious? It's the truth. It's his promise. Anything less is calling him weak, liar, or something. Anything else. And also Paul, of course. Come to your, he's crazy too. Come to your minds and sin no more. He's crazy too, right? And John, of course, you're reading him today. John, Paul, pretty soon you'll be done with the whole Bible. And you're back where you started. There's some more. Let's hear it.
Paul said, who has made the fall and I am not indignant?
Yeah. Let's hear some more. For your problem. It's the only way the New Testament makes sense. Now, this is, I bear with the failings of the week. However, for 25 years, I never really saw anything worth pushing. And old people were glad to go along. Now I see the real thing, and I push it, and everybody, oh, no, I don't know, is this real? We're going to have to go over it again. What did Jesus promise? And what did he tell us to do? And don't you have to be very, very good to go to heaven?
That's right.
Well, all right then. Let's hear the rest then. There is no other way, you know. You're trying to forget grace and faith now. Merge from one to the other? Well, anyway, he got me ready for this, too. At least to me, it's funny to even think of worrying about it. That is very clear, and I am very thankful. That isn't the word. I absolutely am. Oh, good. Well, all right. You're too set in your ways or something.
No.
You can have it. I tell you, 15 years ago, I stretch easy, you know? But, you're not a true inventor, huh? You can't change, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In other words, you're not glad to find a better way, huh? You can't buy it. If you see something better, you're not willing to sell everything, and this is the one here. This is it. I'm walking. We'll have to keep going over it. Now, what did Jesus tell us that we should do?
Say no more.
What did he promise about
it? That he would be on.
Jesus worth trusting.
Yes! Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, what do you do with that? Jesus. He who is born of God keeps him, and the evil one cannot touch him. Now, you don't want to hear that. The evil one cannot touch him.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. It is. You don't want to hear that the evil one cannot touch you. Now, this put an angel. The angel guards around him. A man whose sin is not reckoned against him. Psalm 32. Let's hear it.
Is that the same thing as when John wrote, I write to you, young man, because you have overcome the evil one?
I still wonder if that's physical or figurative. Young men and fathers and so forth. I'm not sure of that. But what about it?
Is that coming from the same place also?
I don't understand. I'm not sure if it's physical or figurative, that fathers and young men... same place of what?
As
evil one can.
Jesus keeping